Welcome back to Talk to Me with the coach, Mike Reed Maintenance. We're on the road once again, taking youngsters behind the scenes. And I got the man here for time, Josh Lowe.
How we doing?
Just fine. Did I get it right?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you know, the coach good at butchering names.
Yeah, you did a good job.
All right. Now, you know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. It's every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You in the big leagues. What's that feeling like?
Oh, man. It's one of the coolest feelings when you think about it, really. There's only so many major league players that are active at a certain time, and only so many major league players that have made it to this level. It's an honor to be here, and it's just we're kind of living out everybody's dream, and hopefully we can inspire people to keep trying to get to this level.
And you know, I always told guys it's all about getting opportunity. So what did your opportunity for exposure come for you?
When I was younger, I played every sport, not just baseball. So I think being exposed to a bunch of different sports kind of allowed me to develop into an athlete and to be where I'm at today. Played a lot of travel ball. I'm thankful for my parents that would take me all over the state and all over places to go and play travel baseball. But yeah, just getting out and doing anything I could to be athletic kind of helped me get to be where I'm at today.
So you want my orders to think you was an athlete, huh?
What's that?
You want my orders to think you was an athlete, huh?
Yeah.
And then mom and dad took you to the games. I mean, was they the scream and hollering type parents?
They were very supportive. They weren't really the scream and hollering, but maybe in the car at home sometimes when dad was the coach and I didn't have a good game. But I mean, I knew where all that tough criticism came from, the heart, and they just wanted me the best that I could be. So I'm very thankful for the way that happened.
So what is it actually like being on a major league field in a major league locker room? I mean, the average fan never get to see a major league locker room.
It's a little different. Everybody's got a routine that they keep to themselves. You know, you got to keep yourself healthy to be out on the field every single day. You got to put in the work behind the scenes in order to go out and do it out there on the field. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're all just regular people like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You know, that part's the same. But when it comes, you know, being in the locker room and doing those things, just taking care of your business, make sure your body's all right, make sure you're mentally ready to go. Mm-hmm. Go out there and take care of business.
Now, most athletes have certain superstitions that they follow. I mean, what's your superstition?
You're not going to find one with me. Not going to find one with me. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you get, you know, if you have a good day, you're not going to eat the same meal 3 days in a row?
Maybe breakfast on the road. That might be one thing. I had Wildberry this morning over by the in downtown, and thought that was pretty good, so we'll see how that works out today.
Now, I heard Oz again say, you know, when they was on the winning streak, he didn't change his underwear. I mean, you got any of those that you won't tell us about?
That's a little extreme. Good for him, you know, worked for them, but not for me, no.
So you're on this Rays team, and y'all, you know, look like y'all trying to just run away with it, don't want to lose no game, especially at home. I mean, what's the key to the success?
I think just staying within ourselves is the biggest part. We know we've got a really good team, so we can go out there and rely on our teammates to pick each other up. It's not like one person has to go out and take care of business one night. You know, everybody knows that they play a role, and everybody just sticks to their role, and, you know, good things have happened. That's shown early.
So, I mean, do you walk out on that field sometime doing BP pregame and just look around and say, wow, I'm actually in the major leagues?
Yeah, I think I do that a lot. It's a very, you know, humbling place to be here in the big leagues. I'm very thankful for this opportunity. The good Lord's blessed me with the ability to be here and play baseball every single day. Mm-hmm. So I'm just so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. So you get big league by your teammate there.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it like for you as a major leaguer to be out in public and people want your autograph or stop you?
It's really cool. You know, that's kind of just part of the job title, part of the business. You know, we just go about our work every single day. You know, and when you run into people like that, just kind of be a good person, set a good example, say hi, and do what you need to do. But go about your business. But like I said, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. We're all the same people.
So just these last two questions. I mean, what was high school and college baseball for you?
I got drafted out of high school, so I didn't go to college.
You was the man, huh? Can I get you autograph?
We had a good team, man. We had a good team. I played, like I said, a lot of travel ball growing up, so I was able to develop a little earlier, younger age, watching my brother play growing up, so I was around the game of baseball a lot. But yeah, I was able to develop a little faster than some others.
So let's last question here. You got that call up. You was going to the big leagues. Walked in the locker room for the very first time. Saw your uniform hanging out. What was that feeling like?
Surreal. Everything I'd ever dreamed of. You know, all the emotions were there. When you see your jersey and you walk on the field for the first time, you know, you get those butterflies when the game starts, and then it's game on, man. It's the same game we've played forever. It's just more people watching, more lights. But yeah, it's just the same game.
Did you cry?
After, yeah.
I finally got somebody to bet they cry.
Yeah.
Mama cried?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a good moment with family and celebrating everybody. You know, happy tears. Happy tears of joy.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man for Tampa Bay.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.